This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. This weekend, hundreds of artists will take over Museum Hill in Santa Fe for the International Folk Art Market. Among them will be Shabulile Naula. She began making pottery when she was 13. She was taught by her mother and grandmother. But the family legacy stretches back for over 100 years, and the Naula name is synonymous with Zulu ceramics. The work of her mother, Nesta Naula, is in major collections around the world, but it can be a struggle to continue this legacy without access to markets beyond their village. Artists often earn the bulk of their money at the folk art market, and it benefits entire communities back in their home countries. KUNM's Megan Kamrick reports.
My name is Shabulile Naula from South Africa. I'm doing ceramic. I started a very long time, from 1979 until today. I learned from my granny, my mom, and myself, and my sister also, they doing what I'm doing. And also I'm started to teach my kids and my grandkids to doing this. We're doing Zulu culture. Zulu people use that ceramic to drink or to fetch water from river. Even to bury body, somebody pass away or death, they was using that kind of ceramic. So we respect and respectfully that kind of ceramic that I'm doing.
Naula's mother and grandmother were among the foremost Zulu ceramicists of their time. She continues to follow in their footsteps, making traditional pieces, known as beer pots, used in all kinds of Zulu celebrations and ceremonies, including weddings, births, marriages, and even burials. The Naula style often includes incised geometric patterns and bumps called amasumpa. They're similar to the raised scars on the skin of Zulu warriors of the past. Jabulile has branched out into more sculptural forms as well, adding vases and other designs to the beer pots.
Many things come from my mind.
She still follows the traditional way of creating pots, digging the clay by hand near her home, then layering it in coils.
Coil, the coil pots, one.
She smooths the inside with a spoon. It's fired three times in an open pit in the ground and burnished with river stones.
There's a special stone. We call it in Zulu Imbok Otwe.
Coming to the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market has meant more sales, and that allows her to create more work as well. She's also training other women in making pottery.
The women in my community, most of the women, the men that pass away, and there is no job for my community to making kids to go to school, to feed kids. And that women, if I teach them, and then I get the big market, same like Santa Fe, and then I can brought some stuff for them, and then if I sell more, and also they will get some bread on a table.
Naula wants to find more teaching opportunities as well, so her craft will continue even after she is gone. For KUNM, I'm Megan Kamrick.
KUNM's Megan Kamrick produced that interview with Shabulile Naula. She's one of hundreds of artists in New Mexico this weekend at the Santa Fe International Folk Art Market. To see photos of Naula's art and find out more about the market, visit KUNM.org.